Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, on Monday, Waterford farmer Kevin Luby was on the programme and he told us how he'd never seen rain like it. 33 millimetres of rain fell in just 20 minutes on Sunday evening, washing his newly planted crops out onto the road. But now a new report from climatologists tells us that rainfall in our autumn and winter storms was 20% heavier due to climate change, and we can expect more of that in the future. I'm joined on the line by Professor John Sweeney, climate scientist and emeritus professor at Maynooth University. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Claire.
So the study I'm talking about here was carried out by the World Weather Attribution Group, and it's found that we here in Ireland can expect wetter, damper and mouldier weather here in the future because of climate change. So will you explain what analysis they carried out and what it showed us?
Yes, I think we're going to hear a lot more about attribution studies in the years ahead. It represents one of the big advances in climate science in the past few years, and it comes about largely because of the huge increase in computing power, which means that climate scientists can now run models multiple times, many times more than they could in the past, and this enables them to become more accurate, but also to compare conditions for the present day with conditions for the pre-industrial period. And this is what this particular study has done. It has looked at the 13 or so named storms which we had in Ireland over the past winter period, October to March, and has looked at how the rainfall yield from those compares to what would have been expected from similar storms before the Industrial Revolution. And what it does tell us is quite alarming, as you say. It tells us that the total rainfall that was observed over that period from those storms would have been expected to have occurred maybe once in 50 years in the pre-industrial period, but is now expected to occur once in every 5 years. And this, of course, is because the air is warmer, the sea is warmer, and we're able to deliver, unfortunately, a lot more rainfall in parts of Ireland, such as that which afflicted your Waterford farmer over the past few days. It's quite an interesting study because it tells us as well that the kind of wet period we had, and we know we had a very wet winter this winter, that kind of wet period from October to March would have been expected only once in every 80 years in the past and is now going to be once in every 20 years. And if we go to 2 degrees of warming in the next 10 to 20 years, we can expect it just over once in a decade. So if you like, what the report is telling us is that climate change is here with us now. It's affecting our infrastructure, it's affecting our agriculture, it's affecting our health even, and it's causing problems in many parts of society. So it really is telling us as well that we now have individual days like that Waterford farmer, where the warm air coming off of a warmer ocean is able to hold a lot more water vapour, and then it hits the land. And it's worth pointing out that this May that we're now not quite at the end of is probably going to turn out to be one of the warmest Mays in Ireland on record. It's about 1 to 3 degrees warmer than the average at the moment for the first 22 days we've had of May. And that's telling us that when we get a low pressure system close by like we have at the moment, we have the dynamic forces which can cause air to rise over that warmed land, and that then releases that copious amount of water vapour as rainfall that your farmer and many other parts of Ireland have been experiencing this week.
Yeah,
so
John,
it's just all the price we're paying.
Okay, well, it's just really worrying for people who have experienced the devastation of flooding, not to mention the farmers, the tillage farmers and the dairy farmers who have really struggled with rain over the last couple of months. I mean, what is this message for them as a result of what we're seeing in this study? I mean, if you're living in an area that is prone to flooding, can you expect a lot more of it?
We can. We can expect areas which have been prone to flooding to flood more frequency. more frequently, but also we can expect areas that even haven't experienced flooding in the past to become more vulnerable as those rainfall intensities increase. And the message is rather bleak in the sense that it's a one-way street in the sense that we are heading towards those increased frequencies, increased flooding events. And really the message, I suppose, is that unless we tackle climate change more urgently, then we're going to face a more bleak future than we perhaps have at the moment. And I think the overall message, if you look at the Climate Action Plan that was agreed yesterday at Cabinet, it talks about 2030 multiple times in that plan, whereas our legally binding limits are the carbon budgets from 2021 to 2025. And while we're not hearing politicians talk very much about climate change in the lead up to the election, the price will ultimately have to be paid if we don't actually take the grass to nettle and take the necessary radical steps to comply with our own legally binding emission targets for the five-year period to 2025. Okay. And that's what the farmers and that's what the people, I think, the message they need to get across to the people is that inaction will make the future even worse in terms of these kinds of prognoses that we're hearing today.
Well, there has been in recent times considerable pushback against climate action, hasn't there, on the political stage?
There has indeed, and it's kind of an omerta subject at the moment from the candidates. They're not willing to talk about it in case they lose a few votes. And I think that's very unfortunate, because I think the responsibility of our leaders is to look to the future and look to what they're bequeathing to the next generation. And I think as long as we keep quiet and play the very short-term game, then we're making matters worse and we're creating a mountain to overcome for the next generation. So I think the kind of report we're seeing today is if you like, a warning signal that we can't simply look at what's happening in the next 2 or 3 years, the next 10 years, if you like. We have to look at what's happening today and take urgent action today to try and stave off some of these rather more dreadful prognoses that we're seeing from the attribution studies emerging.
John, good to talk to you as always. Professor John Sweeney there, who's Emeritus Professor at Maynooth University.